News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now I'm joined by Minister for Health, Stephen Donnelly. And Minister, before we get into the issues around the surrogacy bill, I just wanted your reaction. I mean, you're in the same constituency as Taoiseach Simon Harris. I'm sure you don't even live that far from him. What is your reaction to a bomb threat at the Taoiseach's family home?
Good morning, Ciara, and good morning, Shane. It's deeply sinister. And as you've both just said, it's part of a growing pattern in terms of threats being made against elected representatives, people who are brave enough to run, people who are willing to put their names forward to their own communities and say, I'd like to work hard to represent you to try and make things better. No matter what party or independent they are, it takes courage, and I admire anyone who's willing to put themselves forward. There are many facets to this. I think one of the ones that is most important is, as you say, the online discourse. It's horrific. It's getting worse. And just as worryingly, there is a real radicalization of people going on. We have data coming in from around the world, particularly young men. We're seeing a growing divergence between social views of young women and young men. Young women around the world, the research shows us, are actually becoming more liberal. Young men are becoming more conservative. It was being reported this morning that the Dublin Rape Crisis Centre, for example, is recording a record number of calls coming in. And we need to be very aware that a lot of the social media platforms are feeding young men on an hour-by-hour basis a dreadful load of content, glorifying rape, glorifying sexual violence, glorifying misogyny. The stuff, you know, any young person in school, in secondary school, if you ask them who Andrew Tate is, they'll know. They'll tell you, you know. And for my money, I see it in the mental health services, where demand for mental health services is going up and up. A lot of it being fueled by what's happening on social media. My view is very clear. We need to take a zero tolerance approach.
Do we need legislation? Do we need legislation to remove protesters from the vicinity of politicians' homes? I know that you have some experience of this, because I know they've targeted your home as well.
Yeah, my home's been targeted several times, fortunately. If you'd asked me that question 6 months ago, I would have said no. Because we do live in a liberal democracy. People must have the right to protest. And any time you infringe on that, you have to be very, very careful. For example, I've just brought through legislation in the last month or two on safe access zones around termination of pregnancy. You've got to be very careful about any limitations to our right to protest in a free and open society. But what we've seen more recently is not just protests outside people's homes, but is people turning up with balaclavas.
Yeah. No, I've seen the footage. So is that a yes to legislation?
I think at this point we have to have a conversation about if groups of people turn up outside anybody's home wearing balaclavas, for example. In our country, that has a very clear connotation. It is, to my mind, a direct threat. It is direct harassment. Okay. I don't think that kind of
I accept what you're saying.
A blind eye to, you
Minister,
know?
The Assisted Human Reproduction Bill obviously has passed all stages in the Oireachtas. What does this mean for people in terms of where we're at now, in terms of fertility treatments and in terms of surrogacy?
There are a few different groups that this is going to make a big difference to. The first is the hundreds and potentially thousands of children and their mums and dads around the country today who the children are born through surrogacy. And the current law does not recognise the parentage of the parent who is not a genetic link to the child. And so we have families, amazing families, many of whom I've had the great privilege of meeting, many amazing children and mums and dads, where the mum or the dad can't get full parental recognition. And one of the things this bill will do, this law now will do, is it gives a route through the courts for those parents to have full parental rights of their children. And that's a lot of the people who were came to the Dáil yesterday to celebrate. They're in that group.
Sure.
The second group then it'll really help is those who have tried to have a child themselves and can't, have gone through assisted human reproduction like IVF, and that hasn't worked, and have got to a place where surrogacy is the only option left for them. This new legislation now, it's the first of its kind, we think, in the world, which sets up a very clear process whereby they can go
it
to
is,
the right.
I believe you're right that it's the first in the world, but is that because many other countries are so wary of international surrogacy and exploitation of women and all of those kinds of things and the ethical concerns around that, that many other countries haven't touched it?
That's definitely part of it. And it's why the bill is a really big, complex, lengthy piece of legislation. And the reason for that is because we've put an awful lot of protections in place, really for two people, for the child and for the surrogate. We'll have a regulatory authority that has a list, a green list that says, look, this country you can use, or a jurisdiction within a particular country. There is a very significant process in place around pre-approval, making sure.
And if someone, maybe the last thing on this, if someone doesn't have pre-approval and returns to this country with a baby that has been born through surrogacy, what happens then? If someone has gone to a country that maybe isn't regulated, that we don't recognise, and as I say, doesn't have the pre-approval, what happens to that baby?
They will not be able to get parental rights. This was a very live debate actually during the bill, where there are some people who believe that the courts should have total discretion into the future and say, look, even though you may have availed of commercial surrogacy or gone to a country that isn't on the approved list, that in the interest of the child, we will grant the parental order anyway. And the legislation is very clear, and it says, no, the courts will not have that.
So that's an important change. A couple of other things just in general. Alan Kelly discussing cocaine. The country is awash with cocaine. I think no one would argue with that. He said, including Leinster House.
Well, I don't know if it is. I've certainly seen no evidence of it. But we do have a significant issue. There is a rising use. We have ongoing demands for people who are in addiction. The town you and I live in, Ciara, we have two wonderful centres with Tiglin, one for men, one for women. But in spending time with those in addiction, those who've come through addiction programmes, the cost to their lives, the cost to their families' lives, and sometimes their communities is just immense. So from my perspective, yes, there's obviously a justice angle to this, but really, for those in addiction, we've got to treat it as a health issue and support them to get.
The truth is, lots of people use cocaine recreationally and wouldn't see themselves as addicted to it. Very lastly and briefly, Minister, Aer Lingus and IALPA, of course, meeting this morning. Have you a view on what should happen? I know everyone says they want resolution. Everyone's worried about the travelling public, but, you know, it's an industrial dispute and the rhetoric seems to me to be escalating all the time.
It's good that they're meeting this morning. I'm very conscious that there are families who will have saved up all year, who will be looking to go on their week or their 10 days this coming Saturday or indeed through days. And they're really worried about flights being cancelled. And
of
I know
course.
we have small businesses in Ireland who are.
No, absolutely. I'm just wondering, do you have a view on what needs to happen?
We need a resolution. I believe that the threat and strike action, it would be in everybody's interest if that was suspended in good faith without prejudice, so that the talks can continue. Ultimately, all of these disputes end in a resolution.
Okay.
This will also end in a resolution. And I would love to see the normal services provided for
people. No, absolutely.
But you think and then let both sides,
the strike being suspended would be a good thing. Look, thank you.
I think that'd be good for everybody.
Thank you very much for joining us, Minister. That is Minister for Health there, Stephen Donnelly.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.